Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on Vivid Life Radio. That's the platform. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, you have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every single day. So make sure and visit, this is a hard one to say, visit vividlife.me, because there's all kinds of fabulous radio shows and great articles from spiritual visionaries and teachers from all over the world and all kinds of different areas of life and topics, so make sure and check that out. So a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual organization called Mishka Productions. And Mishka Productions was created by my mom, Arielle Wolf, and myself with a phone line in her dining room in 1995. Truly, I was only 10 years old, because now we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and I can't be more than 30 now. But at any rate, so we started this company with a phone line in her dining room, and we really didn't know consciously that we were starting a company. And it wasn't like something, oh, I'm going to start a business now, because I'm a former actress, if you couldn't tell. So we have this, we just kind of got a phone line and got an author to do an event. And all of a sudden we did this one event with James Redfield. There were 1,400 people, standing room only. And the next thing we knew, we were working with a ton of other authors doing spiritual events. And then in 2002, we created a conference called Celebrate Your Life. And what we did was we brought together over 25 of the world's top spiritual teachers, visionaries, great minds of our time, all together for this huge collaboration to do this four-day event in Arizona. And the first time we did it was absolutely spectacular. We sold out, standing room only, and it's really kind of been that way ever since. And we do the event in Arizona and Chicago. We just had our Chicago event in June. And we have our Phoenix event coming up in November. And I encourage all of you to come and join us, because it is truly one of the most amazing events you will ever attend. And I'm not saying that just because I'm creating it. It has nothing to do with me. It all has to do with universe and God just working through me and saying, okay, Liz, you're going to be the messenger for this company called Mishka Productions. Take good care of it. So Celebrate Your Life brings together people such as, and this is our lineup actually, for the Phoenix event, Wayne Dyer, Ian LaVanzant, Marianne Williamson, Neil Donald Walsh, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Dan Millman, Denise Lynn, Don Miguel Ruiz, Michael Beckwith. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And today's guest is actually going to be one of our speakers for the first time. It's his, he's a Virgin Celebrate Your Life presenter. And for the first time, he's going to be at Celebrate Your Life. So make sure and check out our website and come join us in November. The URL is celebrateyourlife.org. Remember that .org. So again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And our special guest today, who's going to be featured at Celebrate Your Life, is Luke Danskin. And I just met Luke Danskin, I don't know, it was probably about 4 or 5 months ago. And a friend of mine introduced me to him. He is living in Scotland. He's from Scotland. He's only 25 years old. And he is quite the amazing spiritual medium. He gave me a reading, not knowing who I was, and told me, I mean, I was stunned at the accuracy. So it is such an honor and such a pleasure to welcome today's show, Luke Danskin.
Hello.
All the way from Scottsdale. Scotland. I'm in Scottsdale. You're in Scotland.
Yeah, I'm in Scotland. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show.
I'm so honored to be here. It's so good. It's fantastic. It's come a long way.
I know. And so you've been doing Tell us a little bit of history about yourself, like how you started doing readings, how you knew spirit was coming to you. Share a little bit about yourself, because no one in the United States knows about you yet. But once they do, you're going to be like wildfire here. So share a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, ever since as far back as I can remember, I've always seen spirit, dealt with spirit, had them about me in some way. It was very normal for me and that to have that atmosphere and see, I call it see dead people because that's what it was, but it was very normal for me and I kept it a secret. I thought everyone could see what I could see or could deal with what I was dealing with. But it was always a secret, like all through teenager, all the way up until about 3 years ago, actually, when I started to tell my cousins, like my cousin, my uncle who had passed, he left 2 daughters still here, and I started to tell them things about them that I wouldn't know. And they started to get amazed, like, how do you know it? And it was them that kind of put me out to do readings as such and sittings with people. And it's just kind of grown from there. But it's been a very normal journey. It's never been. It was scary at times and things, of course. But it's just been very normal for me.
And were your parents into spirituality? I mean, what was your upbringing? Was it religious? Was it more spiritually centered?
No, it was. I mean, I wouldn't say it was religious or spiritual. My mum, she did speak about spirit, and she did speak about that sort of thing, like just in a normal way that there was an afterlife. But I never told them in that way. My dad was until he seen me live, but he was a little bit more closed in a way. But it was never religious in any way or spiritual or anything that we spoke about family and things. And it was more when my uncle passed about 2007. It was round about then that I started to look into it a little bit more because I could still see him. Although he was gone out of the body, but it was, and that's when I started to dig around a little bit and find out that eventually we found out my nana, who had passed 2009, was able to communicate with spirit in a way. But it was that sort of way that it was never discussed as like scary after you died or anything like that. It just was normal as if it went on as it does.
It was like waking up and going to school in the morning, like as normal as that, right?
Yes, that's as normal as it is.
Like, oh, I think I'm going to see spirits. Now, did this come to you, like, did it come to you in a way that was, like, scary to you at first, or it was just like, oh, there's a spirit around my grandmother or my mom, or, like, how did this all kind of gel for you?
It kind of, the first memory I remember is sitting on the sofa beside my mum, and there was a gentleman, a man, sitting next to me, but my mum would speak to me, but she wouldn't speak to him. So I thought my mum was being a little bit ignorant and not speaking to this man that was there. But as you kind of grow older, you understand that she couldn't see him. So that was when I started to realise, well, if you're speaking to me, not him, you can't see him. So at that point, it started to kick in a little bit scary that something was happening that isn't happening to many other people there. And there was one night I remember vividly, it was night just before I went to school, actually, and I spent the full night up because the room was completely stacked full of spirit. I couldn't get to the light because all the spirit was there, and at that point I thought that they had came to get me and take me to their side. So that was a real scary moment for me, but it was also a moment that kind of changed the way I looked at it because I knew what I could do at that point.
Oh, so you, so tell us how spirit communicates with you, because it sounds like are you visual, are you auditory, do you feel it?
The way I describe it, I mean, I leave spirit completely up to whatever way they want to give me, whether it's just hear them, see them, whatever way they choose, I take it and I give it. But mostly I feel them and I see them and I hear them a lot. I mean, sometimes before any event, it's usually the sound of them which I hear first. And it's like it comes in a sort of thought process-like motion. So in your head, there's little videos going on. There's little bits that maybe take you places in your head that make sense to that person when you read for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just leave it completely up to spirit. Whatever they want to give me and whatever way they want to do it, I'm happy to pass it on.
Wow, so it comes in many different ways. I remember when you were giving the reading, you kept saying to me, your mother's showing me, because my mom came in right away. I mean, that was the boom. That was the first thing you started talking about. You had no idea who I was. All you knew was my name was Liz. That was it.
Yep.
I emailed you from my private email. So you wouldn't know anything. I was being very, very secret. And Kelly promised me she wasn't going to tell you anything. And you started to just download immediately. I mean, you kept saying to me, I'm seeing TV. And I said, oh, the funny thing with the TV. And then you said, no, she's showing, because there was a funny incident with my mom and a TV. And she said, no, you said to me, no, you weren't satisfied. And you kept saying, no, she's showing me an aerial. Well, my mother's name,
that was a name,
is Ariel, and some people say it Ariel. Do you remember that?
I remember it, yeah, I remember.
And you kept saying to me, but you had to leave as soon as she was, as soon as she passed, you and your sister had to leave, and leave immediately. Well, and I shared this with you later, that the two of us, she transitioned. 2 days later, my sister and I had to get on a plane to go and run the Chicago Celebrate Your Life conference. And you completely picked up on that. It was like, wow!
Yes, it's the most amazing thing ever. It's like, I never know what's going to happen. Any reading that I do, you never, any event you do, you never know it. That's the joy of it. You just don't know what's going to happen or what's going to be said. And it's amazing to watch it happen.
Well, I was extremely, extremely impressed. And you know who I work with. I mean,
yes.
My clients range from, in terms of spiritual mediums, James von Prague and Lisa Williams and John Holland and Sylvia Brown when she was in physical form. So, to impress me. And Colette Baron Reed, of course, is amazing, too. So, to impress me is like, you got to be good.
Well, so many people have said, how did you manage to get on Celebrate Your Life? And I said, well, Liz is there. And they said, you must have done something special to be on there.
Well, you had a conversation with me, you gave me a reading, and I was wow.
Yes.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, I just want to share with the audience that it's really important, and one of the things that we really strive to do is to give up-and-coming authors and spiritual teachers an opportunity to appear with some of the other great minds of our time, you know, to kind
yeah.
of, this is how Wayne Dyer started, you know, somebody gave him an opportunity. So you have
yeah.
to give people opportunities. So, Luke, we have a bunch of people on the phones waiting to experience your work. How do you feel about taking some calls?
I'm very, very nervous, but of course we will. We'll see what happens. We can
You're
take
nervous.
Questions and whatever.
Oh,
yes, I always get nervous.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. All right,
it's
well,
so
let's go to the phones. And
yep.
let's see how we do, because you're doing readings from really across the world, across the pond.
Yes.
So
yes.
So our first caller, her name is Jan, and so we're going to get Jan on the phone. And Jan, just, you know, talk a little bit to Luke, and when he says something that's accurate, he needs to hear your voice. Is that correct, Luke?
Yes, as long as I can hear her, we can speak. Yeah, it works like a conversation. That's the way I describe it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So, hello, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
So, what is your question for Luke?
Okay, I just wondered if there's anything new in my future as far as a relationship with either romance or maybe in my creative career. Something, you know, exciting for change.
Okay, Jan, I'm gonna stop you right there, Jan. Because Luke is a spiritual medium. So he's going to tune into loved ones, and I want everybody who's listening to, let's get this clear. Luke is a spiritual medium, and he tunes into the spirit world.
Wonderful.
So if there's somebody that you really want to come through,
let's
talk about it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Jan, I'm going to go with that just in a minute. Usually, like Liz says, I speak to dead people, don't get good at Jan, but it's very nice to speak to you. And the first thing I picked up, Jan, as soon as you started to speak, was it's like you're in like a hamster wheel that's going round and round in circles at the minute, yeah?
Uh-huh, yes.
Like your life seems to be that way. It's like it's going round in circles at the minute. I don't know if your father's passed, but I've just picked up a gentleman who just keeps saying father to me over and over again. But he talks about the romance thing. It's like, I want to say it will happen, okay? I definitely not. I've got every faith in that's going to happen, but it's like it'll take time. Am I right in saying that you don't have much patience with things?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, with the relationship thing, if we can put it that way. The only thing I want to say about that is, I don't know if this is your father, because he just keeps saying dad over and over to me, but it's like have patience with it and it will happen, all right? And I see the month of October being significant, so I don't know why that will be. I don't know if that's going to be that's when it'll happen. Hopefully,
uh-huh.
fingers crossed, all the good news comes by then. Jan, do you understand the name James?
James? Yes.
Yeah.
That was my
yeah.
uncle and also my dad's middle name.
Right, okay.
Oh.
Well, in your uncle's past spirit world, yeah?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was very
yeah,
close
right.
with him and with my
that's
parents and
him. Yeah, Jan,
okay.
let, Yeah, just give Luca like a yes or no, so he
I'm sorry.
Just a minute. No, it's okay. You can fill in at the end, and you can tell your uncle that I have. He made me feel like he was your dad, and he kept saying James to me over and over again. So you said you were very close to him, so he was like a dad to you. Okay.
Yes.
He is round about you hugely at the minute. He does hear you when you speak to him. Okay. It's like you go about your daily life and you speak to him. He hears every word you're saying. Do you know if your uncle James lost some weight near the end?
I think he did.
Okay, because he's talking about the weight loss and he talks about his chest condition as well, because there's a problem with his breathing or something like that. He said it was very quick for him.
Yes, he died because of lung.
Yep, he told me the lungs, and he showed me it was quick for him at the very end. So he was very peaceful at the very end, okay, and he just slipped away. He needs you to know with the relationship thing, you've been hugely hurt in the past is what he just said to me, but he's watching over you and making sure that doesn't happen again. All right, is there someone in your life called David?
There's somebody I work with I do some part-time work with called David.
Right, okay. Let me see. He's talking about David. Hold on, I don't know. I'm not sure you're getting together with David, but you just mentioned David. I don't know if you're going to work more with David, because he showed me you being closer with David, but I don't know if that's to do with work just a little bit more. All right, and this is your Uncle James that said that. And who's Robert?
I'm trying to think.
There's got to be Robert round about your Uncle James, because he's saying he's with Robert.
Robert.
Could be Bob, but I don't know if it's Robert.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Right, remember I said it anyway. Hold it with you just now, because it will come back. But your Uncle James needs you to know that he's thanking you for being there when you could, all right? Being there round about him when you could. I don't pick up life being quite bad for you, Jan. I pick it up being relatively okay, all right? Your life's going a little bit, it's going to be a little bit out of control in a good way, all right? You're going to start, you said you do creative things and different stuff like that, but I think that's going to get busier. But trust me when I say this, you're not going to be alone or whatever. It's like the creative work that you do is going to take you into like another relationship in some way.
Oh, okay.
All right, and please take all the love in the world from your Uncle James.
Oh, I will. I wish I was there when he died, but you just made me feel comfortable.
Good
answer. Good.
But do you still smell him sometimes, Jan?
Do I still what?
Smell him.
Sometimes,
yeah,
a little bit, his cologne.
Yep, he just said to me, he said she still smells me, all right?
Uh-huh.
So
oh,
he needs
wonderful.
To know that that's him, all right?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
he's definitely,
thank you.
Yeah, fantastic.
So he's with you.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
All right, Jan, thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh, thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that was really good. I mean, you got that right away, James, and James was her, who was like her dad, and her dad's middle name was James. That was awesome.
I'm so glad. I mean,
I love
it's
when you do that.
People, there has to be names, like, there just has to be, because then you know who we're speaking about.
No, it's so funny, because I've been doing this for so long, you know, working with spiritual mediums and all kinds of people, and I'm still amazed. I still love it. So that's a good sign.
You know, all the way through each event I do, and you'll see it as Celebrate Your Life, when I hit something, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, this is amazing how this works. But
And you're even
so
amazed,
many...
right? Because you're like, oh, my God, how did I do that? I love that innocence about you, Luke.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, so the next caller, her name is Linda. So let's get Linda on the line. Are you there, Linda?
Yes.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are the both of you?
Oh, good.
Very good.
Where are
you
calling in from?
Trenton, Ontario.
Ontario. Oh, perfect. All right. So you're on with Luke. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah. I was just wondering if my husband still hangs around, or has he ever, with me and his children?
Hold on just to pick up Linda. Right, okay. See, since I heard your voice, I started to smell smoke. Do you smell that, or is there something, did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
He did smoke. Right, because as soon as you ask the question, he's talking about the smell of smoke when he's around. So you've got to know, he will never have left you, okay? Hold on, is your mother also passed?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, because I just heard mother, okay? Just as a right. Okay. Yeah, your husband doesn't, he takes me out. Have you just changed your garden?
Pardon?
Have you just changed the garden, or there's a, like a pond in the garden or something like that?
Yes, I made a garden, yes.
Yeah, you made the garden, because he's trying to show me how he's been round about you. So it's like he sees the garden, he knows that you smell the smoke that round about. Did your husband lose some weight near the end, do you know?
Oh, yes, he did.
You know. Yeah, because he's talking about it's. I don't want to. I like to keep things happy, Linda, but he's talking about the end being quite difficult, okay?
Yes.
And it's like almost you had to nurse him. And he's very, very grateful for being looked after, although he could be a little bit stubborn at times and didn't really want to be looked after in a way. Because it's like, just leave me alone. He is with it. Have you got a son?
Yes, I do.
You do have sons, right? Because he's just talking about the sons. I don't know if there's more than one, because he now put in too many sons, all right? But he is round about both of you. He wants, I don't know if you're just, I don't know what you call it. Is it attic? And I don't know if you call it attic, but we call it loft here. But there's something about, like, converting something. I don't know if it's like an attic you're converting or a basement into, like, a bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah, you understand?
Yes.
He's just trying to show me that he is round about you. He has never, ever, ever left you, okay? I have no idea what the memory is about strawberries, but he's trying to give me strawberries for you, so I don't know if you just started to grow them or whatever. He's just giving you strawberries as well, okay?
That was my favorite.
Right, okay, he's giving you them. He needs you to know that he is with you. He will never, ever, ever, ever leave you, okay, Linda? It's like he's around you all the time. How can I put it? You ask for signs for him, okay? But you don't always get them, is what he's just said to me.
No, I never get them.
All right, yes.
I never feel
exactly
or anything, so I'm just wondering if he was around me.
Well, this is pretty specific, Linda. I mean, this is so... I mean, you just said strawberries, renovating the basement, doing the garden, the smoking, the losing weight. I mean, everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Can I, Linda, were you with him when he passed?
Yes, I was
yes.
wondering if he knew.
Right. He knew
that I was laying beside him
while
he took his last breath.
You're not meant to tell me. He knew you were rubbing his hand as he passed, all right? And he knew you had your hand either on his shoulder or on his head, because it feels like it's up that area, all right?
Yes.
And I don't know, you said you were lying next to him when he took his last breath. Did you kiss him at that point? Because what
yes.
he just described was, it was you shared his last breath with him.
Yes.
All right, you shared his last breath, and for him that was precious. You told him that it was okay to go.
Yes, I did.
All right. Yes, you did, because he knew, and he just was holding on for you, Linda, and the kids. That's all the reason he was holding on. And when he parted, and I feel like I'm going to get upset, and I don't want to, but he makes me feel, when you told him that, he just could go. All right? He became very settled and just managed just, and his part, at the very, very end, it was so peaceful for him.
Good, good.
All right, Linda.
Yes, thank you.
You
wow.
are so, so welcome, all right?
Yes.
Thank
Does he
you
have
so
my grandchildren with him?
Sorry?
I was told that he had my granddaughters. I lost two granddaughters when they were born.
You lost two granddaughters. They will be with him 100%. Because he's not mentioned them just now doesn't mean he's not got
okay.
them with him. The only the way that you've described it is, what question did you have? And you asked, was he with you? And that's exactly what he said.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks so much.
You are so welcome, Linda. It was so nice speaking to you.
Nice speaking
Linda,
to you.
Linda,
thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Wow. You know what's so
Isn't
funny
it?
To me? It's like, you will say something so specific. I mean, the strawberries, that was like really, really specific. And then people will be like, oh, okay.
Do you know something?
And like later on it hits them.
It's like she knew the strawberries was her favorite, but it's like, The thing that makes it, when I first started to do readings or things like that, it was those sort of things that didn't make sense to me. And there was one lady who came to me and she sat down and I got her husband's name, whatever else I got, and she let, and throughout the full reading, all I saw was penguins in my head. And I thought to myself, I can't say penguins because she'll think I'm mad. So I left it and she was ready to leave and she said, look, I just wanted one thing. And I said to her, he said penguins, and she slid down the door as she was leaving. And she showed me a video on her phone, and her husband had cancer. And in the video, it was at their wedding, and he said, do I look like a penguin? So now I've realized whatever comes into my head, like the strawberries, you've just got to say it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I know.
In a good way.
I mean, that was like, but it's like so specific. Do you know
what
I mean? It was like strawberries. Like, you could have said peaches, you could have said apples, you could have said strawberries. And then she's renovating, like, I don't know, I just get, like, you remember my reading, I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
I remember.
Oh, we had a good time. All right, yes. So we have someone with an absolutely beautiful name on the line. I love this name. Her name is Crystal. Welcome to the show, Crystal. Oops, is she there?
Yes, I am.
I can hear her.
Oh, there's Crystal. Hello. So, Crystal, where are you calling in from?
From Ontario, in a little tiny town called Bridge North.
Oh, how fun. Well, welcome to the show, Crystal, and you're on with Luke Danskin.
Thank you.
So you
Thank
guys
you.
Take it away and start chatting.
Crystal, first of all, I love your name. Your name is so good. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. What question do you have? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have just recently completed a manuscript for my first book, and I'm about to put it out there, and I'm just kind of, you know, there's a lot of stuff I've written about. Pardon me?
Okay. And no, that's, I get you're wondering how it's going to go and different things like that, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. As soon as you mentioned the book, I got a really good feeling in my stomach, which is always good. It was good feeling about it. The only thing I've got to tell you, and this, some things are working in a psychic way, and I'll see who I pick up for you in a minute, but the thing that I want to say about the book is do not doubt it in any way, okay? I need you to believe in that book 110%. Am I right in saying that you've put some of your own life experiences in that book?
Yes, this is awesome.
Yes.
It's a memoir, yes. Yeah.
Right, okay, because it's like either you've come through, I've got a lady just stood behind me at the minute, but it's like, is there someone called Catherine in your family? Or Kate, even, yeah?
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because Crystal, Luke is a spiritual medium.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that's
his
Okay.
He's going to tune into people in the spirit world for you.
And they're the ones that tell me what's going on with your book, all right? That's
yes.
how this will work.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the Catherine name or Kate or whatever, but just the lady stood behind me just keeps saying that name to me. But she is, your life has been so up and down, all right, is what I'm seeing at the minute. And I don't know if this book is like a spiritual book or coming into like a spiritual sort of world in a way.
Yes.
But this lady, I think she's got to be your grandmother, actually. But she just talks about, at the minute, life seems to be just settled, okay? Now, I need to tell you, you're going to put that book out there more than once, all right? And I'm not going to lie about this. You're going to put that book out more than once, and do not worry when someone says no. This is this lady saying this to me. All right?
Yep.
Someone might come back and say, oh, no, I'm not too sure about it, and you'll just have to keep going. But the biggest thing, and I think, who is Catherine to you? Where does she fit in?
She's actually my great aunt, and she just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my good God, that she's here.
Oh.
She is here. How fantastic. Well, she is the one who's got pushing you from behind. She just said to me, she said, Crystal sometimes gets a little bit bored, all right? She wants you to have a little bit of patience with it and just keep going with it just a little.
Awesome.
She, all right, and I definitely, Crystal, 100%, I got a good feeling about this, all right? And I hope one day I get to read your book. You got to send me or something, or I'll buy it or whatever, because I think that you've got a lot of experiences in there. Your great aunt, Catherine, has just said to me, you've come through a lot, but now it's good. It's like you're going to shine now just a little. All right? You've come out of the darkness and you're about to shine.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Crystal, all right? And please take all the love in the world from your great aunt.
Oh, I will. I just found out she died a couple of days ago, and I was so upset that I wasn't in the country to say goodbye.
Well, she's here to let you know that she's okay.
Awesome.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you so much.
You're so welcome, okay? Take care.
Oh, Crystal, thank you so much for calling into the show. Wow, that was really good. You got her aunt right away.
And she's only been gone 2 weeks.
Wow.
She's only been past 2 weeks, isn't it? Some mediums
That's
or
amazing.
Some... Yeah, some... Yeah, it's crazy. Some mediums will tell you that they spend a lot of time passing, but I don't believe that. I think when you go, you're one room to the next as such. I think when you're in the spirit world, you're just in the next room.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what, Luke, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick
yep.
commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to take some more calls into the show. And so you've been listening to Luke Danskin, who's a spiritual medium from Scotland, if you can't tell. And Luke is going to be one of our featured presenters at the upcoming Celebrate Your Life conference in Phoenix, check it out. It's happening in November. The URL is www.celebrateyourlife.org. You've been listening to Liz Dawn, and this is the Celebrate Your Life radio show. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
I think we're back on live. We are live. Yes. I was waiting for a different cue. My song usually comes on, and my song wasn't there. We need to sing my song, Celebrate Your Life. Okay, now I can come in. Welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we are live with Luke Danskin, and Luke is an amazing spiritual medium from Scotland. And I love listening to him talk. And we Americans, we really have to listen to you carefully, Luke, because you've got this beautiful, you know, Scottish accent. So we're all, like, struggling to understand, but it's really good for our ears because we think that every American should talk like us, right? Or everybody should talk to us in the world, right?
Yep.
So welcome back to the show. And Luke's been doing some readings. So are you ready to do another reading?
Yes, of course. Let's go.
Okay, great. So we've got Pat on the line. We've got a lot of static. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Pat. Okay, we've got a lot of static from your line, but we'll see if Luke can hear you okay.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Luke, you,
sorry, I missed your name.
Hear Pat?
It's Pat.
Okay, Pat. I'll try my best, but it is very static. It's...
Yeah, I have no static here.
Do you have a question, Pat?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me if my mother agrees with the direction I'm taking concerning my family.
She just as you said that to me, Pat, do you know if you're named after someone else, if there's another Pat or Patricia?
Patricia, yes.
But is there another one? Are you named after someone else?
I'm named after, yes, my mother's sister, yes.
That's fine. Because I just picked up a second name of that. Your mum says you do not have an option in what you do with your family, okay? So what you're doing is the right move to do because you've tried everything else.
Okay.
All right. She wants... This noise is getting to me, but she wants...
I know. It's hard.
She wants,
Pat, is there another number that you could... Is there something that you can call back in on? You know, maybe our producer, Shane, can call you. So let me message him.
Okay, because I can't hear any static here yet.
I know, but it's terrible. Okay. So let's go ahead and hang up, Pat, and then we'll see if we can get the producer, Shane, to call you. Okay, that was really bad.
It was. It was difficult to get when you've got that in your ear.
I know, and it's kind of funny, you know, when you've got somebody with static, it's like they can't hear, but we're like, wow, it sounds
yes.
like she's under the ocean or something like that.
Yeah.
I know, it's great. So I don't know if I'm waiting to find out if there's anyone else on the line. Okay, she's back. Okay, Pat is back. So,
hi.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's much better.
Is that better?
Yes, that's so much better. Right, oh. But I'm already in the mood, so I'm going to go. Who did you say the other Patricia was? Your sister or your something?
No, my mother's sister.
Right, your mother's sister. Do you know if that lady's passed over?
When she was a child, yes.
Right, that's fine, because I've just picked her up. Like, there was another Patricia who's passed, all right? Your mother
yeah.
is here also, right? But what I can hear from the, right, okay. But they're both telling me that... Okay, okay, I'll tell her. They're both telling me that there isn't... With your family, you've tried every single other thing that you could imagine to do, all right? This is the last thing you have to do, but your mum agrees that it is the right thing to do, all right? Am I right in saying that you have been holding the family together in a way at some point?
In the beginning.
Yes, right, okay. She gives me like it's time to let go in a way, okay? She said you can't control them all. Some of them won't agree with what you say or what you do, but she needs you to be... Your mother's very straight to the point with me. She doesn't miss you. She just says it how it is, all right? And she needs you to be that way just a little bit more. Are you thinking
okay.
of moving house, Pat?
Pardon?
Are you thinking of moving house?
I am.
You are, right, because she just said about the moving house, so she thinks that's a good idea that you move, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But your mum, okay. Your mum talks a lot, actually. She seems to listen to the talk, okay? Were you and mum kind of good, like, close? Everyone's close to the mum, I get that, but it seems to be there's a closeness between you and your mum. You got each other. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. You did have, I get that we all have our little arguments and little bits, but she wants you to know that she's pulling close with you at this point in time. Did you see your mum recently, or you dreamt of your mum?
Did I see my mom?
Yeah, or you had a dream about her?
Well, not a dream. I keep on having a bird coming to my window looking at me
right,
through my window.
That's signs from spirit. Here in Scotland, we have a little bird called a robin. I can't remember what you call it out in the US or Canada, but that's a sign for us here that the spirit. So your mom's talking about that. Now, I need you to watch that she's going to come when you're sleeping in a dream. And you have
uh-huh.
to write down what she says, all right? You need to write down what she said because she's giving you a message in there. Now, your mum's also just showed me some jewellery. Do you have her jewellery?
A family ring.
You got a family ring because she knows about you got the jewellery, okay? And
yes.
I don't know if you were sitting looking at her picture today or recently, but
well,
she knows.
I look at
she,
it,
she
yeah.
was there, yes. She was there when you were speaking to that photograph, all right?
Okay.
Is there a little bit issue? I don't want to do this in the radio, but we have to because she's brought it up. There's a little bit issue with finance as well, so there's a little bit issue with money.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if this is with yourself, but this is what she brings up to me. She said that won't last forever.
Okay.
All right. So that's definitely you're coming out of it. And like I said, I think it was the previous girl. It seems to be that she was coming out of the dark. Well, that's the way it is with you. When all this family stuff is cleared up, it's like you're going to sit back, relax, and put your feet up. And I say relax quite like that because your mum said she finds it hard to relax.
Okay.
Like that little bird kind of soars in the sky, I think that's how you're going to be. All right. It's been tough, but your mum describes it as just getting easier. Not little baby steps getting easier.
Yeah.
Now, who lost the child?
Who lost a child?
Yeah, did your mum miscarry or... Because she's talking about she's got the baby as well.
Oh, that's... I probably... I'm sorry.
You know, it's okay, Pat, okay?
It's probably
you're
a still... child that I had to abort when
Oh my, she's
when
got
I was
that
younger.
Baby, Pat. She's got that baby, okay? She has got that baby, and I'm so, so happy that they're both round about you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Including her sister as well, but the baby and your mum and your baby is... how fantastic.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, you are so, so welcome. Please... Take all the love in the world from them and know that the decision that you're making about the family, just stick with it.
Okay.
All right.
And Pat,
all right, thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Pat, she's got your baby. She's okay.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
that. You know this, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much
okay.
for calling in. I'm so
thank
glad
you.
We got a clear connection.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
isn't it just the, the, I mean, all the information. And it, some people think they're calling up for one thing and something else happens.
And something else comes through, because you never know what spirit's going to, who's going to come through.
And the way I explain it, Liz, is like, spirit know what you want or know what you need more than want. So you might call in or you might go to a medium thinking, I want this, but you get what you're meant to get.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, and you never know what it's going to be. Well,
we've
got two more people on the lines, so let's go we're going to limit it just to two more people, Allison and then Janice. So, Allison, you're up. Are you there? Hi, Allison. Allison,
can you hear
are you
me?
There?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Hi, Allison. You're on with Luke Danskin.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Hi, Allison. I hope you're well. What's your question?
I wanted to talk about my grandfather, if he's with us.
Okay, okay, let's just see what happens. I actually love your energy. You're very fun. I love it. Anyway, your grandfather, do you know if your grandfather wore a hat or a cap?
He did wear a hat when he was out in the garden.
He's just come in with a hat, okay, is what he's wearing at the minute. I don't know if you had to take, someone wasn't with him when he passed. He said, they shouldn't feel bad about not being with me when I passed.
Yes, that was me.
Right, he doesn't want you to feel bad about it, okay? He doesn't want you to feel down about the fact that you weren't with him at the point that he passed. He said, look, tell her she got to say goodbye. So the last time you left him, you got to say your goodbye, okay? Because you said, I'll see you later or goodbye, but that was at the last point, okay? Your grandfather to me is he's such a nice, nice man, okay? He's very gentle. He likes to take care of everyone and not have everyone looking after him.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
Okay.
To take care of everybody.
Yes, he doesn't like people. He's a little bit stubborn about people looking after him. Do you know if he was feeling like very sick at the end? The way he makes me feel like I'm going to vomit, like I'm going to be sick, all right? So that's what...
It was probably a painful death, yes.
Okay, because he's showing me this sickness, okay, is what he said. Do you know if he I don't want to say he drank alcohol a lot, but did he like just like a little bit of alcohol? Like either,
yes.
I wanted to say whiskey, but it may not have been just because I'm Scottish, but there just seems to be that the little bit is what he enjoys, okay? Your grandfather had such a content, happy life. It went up and down, yeah, like everybody's life, but he seems to be very content with it, and he enjoyed life. He enjoyed his family.
That's
all right?
Very true.
Did he ever go fishing?
Every once in a while with my cousin.
Right, this is a big family memories, because he just keeps taking, like, he's throwing a rod out like a fishing line, is what he's trying to show me. Now, I'm going to speak about your life just a little, because he wants you to relax, and I know you're very happy and everything like that, but he wants you to relax more, Allison, okay? he wants you to, it's like, he's saying, calm down, all right, he just wants you just to relax just a little bit, enjoy life is his words, okay? Your grandfather seems to be, when you sat with your grandfather, he was very philosophical in a way. You would just learn a lot from these conversations. Yeah?
I did.
If you sat with him all day, you would just learn loads from what he said about past or whatever. And he needs you to know that he's with you. He is definitely with you. He doesn't want you to feel bad about not being there. That's his biggest message for you today. All right.
Thank
Who's
you.
Robert to him or Ronald? I got the R. Mm-hmm.
Robert, Ronald.
Robert or Ronald, because I don't... Ronald. If I take it, it's got to be Robert, because he's saying Robert like over and over to me. Do you know if he had a brother called that name?
No, he's an only child.
There is something to do with the name Robert in that family in there, because he won't stop saying it. It's his friend. He's talking about being with his friend.
It may be like one of his friends.
Maybe you can ask
garden.
And check out, and if you can, send us
yeah.
an email and we'll let everybody know. But yeah, because he's talking about being with his friend, okay? Allison, for you, I just want to say, just calm down just a little, okay? I like your energy. You're very happy and everything like that. Okay, I'll stop. Because he just said to me, it's like you act happy when you're in public, all right?
Yes,
but
sure.
when you're at home, you're a little bit sad, you're a little bit, you feel down, that is when he's with you. Okay, he's with you when you're alone, all right, is what he just said to me.
Okay.
Okay? When you see like a rainbow in the sky, I need you to know this is his sign.
Thank you.
Oh, a rainbow.
Okay. You're welcome.
Oh, did you hear that, Allison?
What? The rainbow?
That. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's taking a breath. Everybody, I know this is so emotional, and sometimes we get so emotional getting readings. I know I did. It's hard, but he's with you.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Allison.
All right.
Thank you so much
for calling in, Allison.
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she felt him. I just think that's a confirmation, you know, of we know that, you know, that our loved ones are here and that they're with us.
Yeah, you got to, I think I'm going to do myself out of a job, but I tell people, don't chase a medium. If you can feel that spirit next to you yourself, that's the biggest thing you can ever feel.
Exactly. When I get confirmation from my mom. So, okay, so let's take one more caller. We've got Janice on the line. Okay,
hi,
Janice,
Liz.
Are you there?
Luke.
Hi, Janice.
Hello.
Hey, Janice.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. So, Luke, meet Janice. Janice, meet Luke.
Hi, Janice.
Hello.
What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering if you had any messages from either of my parents.
Okay, let's see what happens. First of all, I think I got your mother because she seems to be more talkative than Dad at the minute. You're Janice. There's also got to be like another. Are you sometimes called Jan, no?
Yes.
Yes, you're right, because she's calling you Jan more than Janice. She said, don't call her Janice, call her Jan. All right, so your mom's trying to correct me in a way. Do you love crystals, Janice? Jan?
What?
Do you like crystals?
Oh, yes.
You love crystals. Your mom's trying to get, she's trying to show me, I don't deal with crystals, but your mom's trying to show me all the crystals that you have, okay? But she's trying to show me she's round about you in a different way. Okay, I wanted to say Margaret, but I'm not too sure if that's what I heard. Hold on. Is there someone called Margaret?
I can't think of anybody called Margaret.
Wait, hold on. I could hold on just now. I will go back to and or Marguerite.
No.
Margarita. She's trying to give it. What is Margarita? Is that cocktail?
That is a drink.
I don't know why she's trying to give you it. I don't know why she's trying to give you. That's exactly what she just showed me was the drink, and she said Margarita. So she's trying to. I don't know why she's trying to give you, but she's trying to give you that. To me, maybe relax just a little. But your mum, did you take good care of your mum at the end? Because she just said to me, "Thanks for looking after me."
Aw, well, I was really young when she passed.
Right. Okay. Well, she's talking about thanks for looking after me. Thanks for taking good care of me. And this is to everyone. Okay. She has looked. No, it's not. I'll tell you what else she's done. Thanks for keeping my memory alive. All right.
Okay.
You speak about her like you knew her forever. Okay. Your dad is here, but your mum talks over the top of your dad. Why did she show me when you were five? Were you only five when she passed?
I was seven.
Something happened when you were five. I don't know if she became ill when you were five or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
She talks about her passing being quick, actually, when I say that, but she's talking about something happening when you were five. So I don't know if you've got memories around about when you were five or whatever, but that's what she keeps showing me, okay? Did you have an aunt that brought you up or was like a mum to you?
My sister really is the one who brought me up, but I did have an aunt that was also
right, and
helpful.
She's passed, yeah?
Yes.
Right, that's fine, because I think that's maybe who I picked up on as well, because she just makes me feel like she is your mum as well, okay? I do get the name Irene as well, so these might be names for the future, I don't know, but she just said Irene to me. Which sometimes can be shortened from Catherine, but she said Irene to me. Your mum, your life's a little bit crazy at the minute, right? What I see is like up and down with you, not your moods, but yeah, well, I'm going to say your moods because your mum's giving me that the way you feel is going up and down, okay? You're very spiritual in a way because I can feel that you can almost see them, all right? So I need you to look out for maybe things developing in a psychic sort of way or a medium sort of way, all right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it just makes me nervous.
Okay, I get that. I still understand. But that's the feeling I get. It's just you're going to develop this in a way, just slowly, but just your mum's going to be behind you in that way. You know when your mum's round about, yeah?
Yeah, I think I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she said she needs to know that's me she feels. Now, sometimes you feel like something's in your hair, right? I don't know if you think it's maybe a spider in your hair and you keep hitting your hair. That is your mum touching your hair.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Have you got little things of mums? Like, has someone got little ornaments of mums or little, like, I don't know, little things that she would have set up on a shelf?
We do have quite a few of her things.
Little bits, all right, is what she just showed to me. It wasn't jewellery. Whether you've got her jewellery, I don't know, but she just said it's like the little things that sat on the shelf, you've still got them, okay? Okay. Do you grow your own vegetables?
Well, sometimes I do.
Okay, because she likes when you do that because it keeps your mind busy, okay? Now, I think the very first caller was writing a book, but I think you're going to do something along the lines as well.
A book.
So she wants you to put she wants you to put your mind like down on paper, like write stuff down, okay? Am I right in saying you've got loads of paper, loads of notes of different things, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, because she wants you to put them all in order and just basically write a book. She wants you, this is your mom, she wants you to take control of your life. You're not a puppet on a string. All right? She doesn't want you to be controlled by other people. She wants you just to say, enough's enough, it's my life, I can deal with it. Okay?
Yes.
You understand,
Mom.
Yeah? She wants you to feel empowered, all right? That's why she wants you to feel more empowered and uplifted and inspired or whatever.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
You have to work.
That makes sense? Janice is, I can hear her laughing like, oh, I guess I better not say this, but yeah, maybe. Wow. Anything else?
Hold on, just now, just while I change it. Okay. I've got your dad just before you go, Janice, because he just slipped in just at the minute just to say I was fine. He lost. Okay. Do you know if he had a problem with his legs at the end, your father?
I it's possible. I don't know.
Okay, because you don't know. There was a problem with his legs, and I don't know if they stopped working or if mine feel like they're swelling up. Is what you're showing me, okay? There is a little bit of sadness around about you and your father's either relationship or something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to feel sad about that relationship. He said it's done, okay? And even your mum's saying that's it's done. He's already gone. All that stuff's forgotten about when he's went. It's like it's all been forgotten about. Do you know if your dad loved cars?
What?
Do you know if your dad loved cars? He keeps showing me cars.
Yes, he did love cars.
Yeah. He just showed me loads of cars, so I don't know if you have to get a new one or you have to learn how to drive. I don't know.
Okay, he could help me with a new one.
Well, that's what you're saying. Janice, you put in the car, so there you go.
Janice, how did your parents pass? They died in a car accident.
Oh, my goodness. That's the car.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was that, but he did love cars as well. It was
that's
a fancy
exactly
car that they crashed in.
I saw the one car. That's what he's trying to say.
And so that could have been his legs. That's the only thing I thought of.
Because I felt like they were falling up or they weren't working. Oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. Janice. That's why I seen the car.
Yeah.
Isn't it fantastic, Janice, that they came and speak to you?
It is. Thank you so much. What a gift.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And I'll see
you
at Celebrate Your Life in Phoenix.
Oh, good.
I'm
going to
be there.
Come and speak to me.
Okay.
Yay,
I
she's
sure
coming
will.
To celebrate your life. Woo. Thank you for calling in, Janice. Oh, this has been so much fun, Luke. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I've so enjoyed it, Liz, like so much. I really, really loved it. It's been great fun. And I it was crazy about that lady with a car, but all the messages have been, if they can take one thing from the message, I'm pleased.
Oh, good. And so in being a spiritual medium, and we're going to wrap this up now, I just want you to share with what is your vision and your mission in the world? Like, what is your goal for people to help people with?
It is about grief and different things like that, but I want people nowadays, I want to bring completely this whole era of mediumship and different, I want to bring it completely up to date. It's not about being wacky with it or being a little bit wacky woo-woo and a little bit crazy with it. It's about being very normal and touching to people and making them understand that what I do is I have an ability to do what I do, but it's also like other people can do what I do, but it's not like I'm Mr. Special, whatever. I'm good at giving messages on to other people, but I want people to leave any event that I do feeling uplifted in a way, not feeling, oh, I never got a message, I'm a little bit. I want them to feel like they got something, that they, even if it wasn't a message, they just feel, wow, I feel a little bit better now, a little bit lighter as such.
Wow, I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
And so, once again, Luke is coming to the United States. Yay!
Yes.
Coming to the United States because he lives in Scotland, and Luke is going to be at Celebrate Your Life in Phoenix on November 6th through 9th
along with Wayne Dyer, Yella Van Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton. I know you're going to get to meet all these people, Luke.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I know. It's really good. It's just going to be a big party. You know, I think
yes.
I was put on this earth to throw really fabulous parties.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Hopefully I'm doing it well.
Your mom's right behind you. You know that.
Well, in my office, she really is, because there's a huge
yeah.
poster with her that says, Celebrate Ariel's Life, and she stands right behind my shoulder.
There you go. She's just watching over you, making sure you do it right.
Okay, so is it going to be a good party? Are we going to have lots of people?
Yes, we're going to have lots of fun. Everyone come along.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So thank you again. And to sign up for Luke's workshop at Celebrate Your Life and for the entire conference, go ahead and visit our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. And just remember that .org. And to find out more about Luke, let's visit Luke's website at www.lukedanskin.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Liz. Yeah.
It's lukedanskin.com. And every time I say Danskin, I think of the, you know, I don't know if you probably will not know what I'm talking about, but all the girls out there will, and some of the men who were into ballet, but our little ballet leotards were put out by a company called Danskin.
Yeah, that's right. There's a shop not too far which sells them.
Exactly. So people probably think you're related. At any rate, thank you again for being on the show. I'm Liz Dawn. This has been the Celebrate Your Life radio show, and we'll be here next week with best-selling author Chris Grasso, who wrote the book Indie Spiritualist. We're going to have a great time with Chris. So thank you again for being on the show, Luke, and we'll see you all next week and at Celebrate Your Life in Phoenix.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on VividLife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.